This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and you know, you don't even have a meeting. You know, we are meeting up to. We got so many meetings. There are just too many meetings, not enough time. You know what I mean? It looks like there's been a survey, and we've got a report coming up. Bill Driscoll joins us from Accountemps. Bill, let's bring you on here right now. Good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Thanks for having me. How you doing today?
Hey, doing terrific here. I got to tell you, you know, I guess the surveys are saying that the average workers spend 21% of their time in meetings and feel 25% of it's wasted. I've never been one for meetings. Even when I ran, you know, companies and was running sales teams, I try to make them as essential as possible. And also when I scheduled them, because I have a certain idea about what I call the labor clock, when people do their best work, which is early in the morning. And it invariably drove me nuts to watch companies take that key time and fill it with a meeting. And especially when many times it was like, it could have been sufficed with a memo. What did you find, Bill?
No, you're right on. I think that, while the survey didn't necessarily address the time of day of meetings, it addressed all kinds of other issues.
Well, I'll tell you time of day. That's a bonus. That's a bonus for everybody, okay? That's a freebie. You can take it to the bank. And, you know, because I used to tell, and people who, you know, probably my old staff that hears this are going, oh, he's back to that again. But I always protected the early morning time up until 1 o'clock. I know people kind of, their brains kind of get fuzzy toward the end of the day, but I'd rather have them be fuzzy in my meeting than to be fuzzy in front of a client.
I tend to agree with you. We interview a lot of people for a living in our business, and I always think those morning interviews, you're a lot more sharp and attentive and energetic and all of that. So I do agree with that. So we'll add that. We'll add that, like you said, as a free bonus part of the survey.
Exactly. Today only, exclusive from Bill Martinez Live, just for you, Bill Driscoll. Okay, so what else did you find?
Well, lots of other frustrations, as you said. I mean, meetings can be tough. I mean, they're obviously a key way to collaborate and to get people together and kind of, you know, a necessary evil in many ways. But, you know, starting or ending a meeting late, you know, 66% of people said that's one of their most common issues. Mm-hmm. It's unnecessary. It could have been handled over email, 63%. Too much or not enough time allowed, 57%. People distracted, using their phone, checking email, doodling, attendees interrupting each other. You know, these are the frustrations, and we've all had them, that mm-hmm. more than half of attendees of meetings complain about, right?
Right. And not to mention the sticking to the agenda, because all of a sudden rabbits go, you know, across the table. Oh, rabbit! No,
yeah.
The attention span.
Not sticking to an agenda when one is provided. I mean, I think providing an agenda for a meeting is really, really important in terms mm-hmm. of keeping people focused, sticking to a deadline or a time allotment. You know, it's just... and not, like you said, letting things kind of run all over the place.
Well, we got a quick last minute here, so I'm going to let you summarize. What's the solution here?
Well, the solution is, you know, kind of I just alluded to it. I mean, I think consider alternatives. Do you really need to do the meeting, or can it be handled in a different way? Limit attendees, inviting only those who really, really need to be there. Time it right. Either in the morning, like you said, or most importantly, the length of it is important, and then have an agenda.
Right. And meeting in person also, right? I mean, that's critical. I mean, I was into, you know, it was okay to meet with somebody, you know, do phone. There's a lot of phone interactivity, and that's probably more, you know, in the case of a one-on-one, I think those are more effective as opposed to group meetings over the phone. What do you think?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, and I think the more complicated a subject becomes, the more important it is to meet first.
Well, without a doubt. Bill Driscoll from AccountTemps, good stuff here. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it, Bill. You're always welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Chris Garcia is back with us, entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official who led the Minority Business Development Agency at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, good to have you back as always. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Greetings from Atlanta. How are you?
All right. Hot Atlanta. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Hey, I'm doing terrific. Getting ready to head west, and eventually I'll be heading west enough to end up in Kauai. So, you know, maybe our next interview could be based out of Kauai. What do you think?
Can you make that happen? Yeah, man.
You're on. Hey, let's review what's going on with Russia. The administration announced that, you know, in fact, Russia has not changed their evil ways. They continue to meddle. And, you know, and maybe we should understand, you know, what meddling means. I mean, meddling sounds so juvenile and inconsequential. But yet, to hear the Democrats, it's like, oh my goodness, they absolutely altered the course of the 2016 election.
Well, it's unfortunate, but really, I think it's the only thing that the Democrats can cling on to at this point. They've wanted a redo of the 2016 presidential ever since, you know, the AP declared the victory for President Trump that evening. And frankly, I think right now, if you define meddling, if we wanted to define it, we could use the same tactics they used in the 2016 election, which was, you know, a couple $100,000 of Facebook ads or, you know, minor things that had nothing to do with tipping the scale for the election. You know, what we did see is that the intelligence community did come out. The president's advisors, national security advisors, came out and voiced that Russia was, in fact, planning to meddle in the 2018 midterms. I think it's not something that we should underestimate, but it's a game to Russia. You know, it's a game to cause you know, instability. I think we've got the right advisors surrounding President Trump to make sure that we take the actions necessary, perhaps increase sanctions in case they do meddle once again. But right now, I think we have to kind of just be on guard, be on watch. And make sure that we protect as well as we can. But I'll tell you how it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Facebook banning people like Alex Jones.
Yeah, right, exactly. or any other conservative on down the line. That certainly is the case. Although they did, Facebook did make some announcements this past week that they did find, you know, some suspicious entities, and they did, you know, block those. And, you know, but even still, we don't know exactly if they are from Russia. You know, I think that, you know, as the president said in Helsinki, you know, could it be China? I mean, North Korea. I mean, let's face it, cyber terrorism has been around. It continues to increase. And why would the United States not be a target? I mean, we're a free America, that we enjoy based on the U.S. Constitution is threatening to the rest of the countries. And they figure, hey, look at if they can mess with us. And, you know, and I think that the takeaway for Putin is here is, you know, you watched him in Helsinki and the look on his face was like, man, I just thought I was just having some fun here. This is a little bit of amusement, but this thing's turned into a bigger thing than I thought it could be possible. And, you know, hey, I'm just going to relish in the moment here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's frankly, you know, what do we expect from our adversaries around the world? I mean, this is, you know, there's no longer this conventional warfare, although it does exist, of course, in certain, you know, areas of the world, but, you know, our adversaries are coming after us, not with conventional warfare, they're coming after us with, you know, in cyber warfare, IT theft, you know, currency manipulation, destabilization of economies. I think that that's, you know, that's going to be the major, you know, caution to look out for in the future. Is not going to be conventional warfare, but cyber attacks. And I think certainly looking into the 2018 election, we got to protect against that. We got to guard against that. But you know, the president's in such a position of strength right now; he is the envy of the world.
Exactly. Well, he's pulled back the veil of this deception, and it's up to we, the people, to either want to believe him or not. I mean, and this is why he calls out the fake news, because the fake news is not doing anything to help the cause, to document history, to document exactly what's going on. You know, and I understand the president's sensitivity. I mean, from day one, as you said, the resistance rose up. They made it real clear on election night that their aim was to resist at all cost. And this is exactly what they've been doing. And look who followed. You know, you had the mainstream media kind of leading the way here, along with the Hollywood celebrities and the, you know, the bookends of the coast joining in to discredit and invalidate this election, which surprisingly enough, their champion, their standard bearer, Hillary Clinton, was the one to call out the president in saying that, well, then candidate Trump, that she questioned whether or not he would support the vote of the people. And she was the one to say rapidly, you know, without hesitation, that she would go along with the vote of the people. And how does that stand in the face of all her activity since that moment when she said that?
And that's exactly right. And frankly, the hypocrisy is deafening at this point. I mean, you can't imagine if President Trump were to lose the election and have to, you know, and it were acting the same way as Hillary Clinton was acting now, the reaction would just be, I mean, media would just not stop talking about it. But, you know, you can't really argue with the president's promises and the results that he's delivered. Mm-hmm. And I think we're looking very, very good coming into this midterm election in 2018. People are going to vote with their pocketbooks. I mean, the president's delivered. He said, you know, remember his advisors pulled him back and said, no, Mr. President, you can't promise 4%, maybe 3%, but you can't promise 4% GDP growth. Well, here we are, second 4.1. quarter, 4.1%.
Right.
Promise made, promise kept.
Exactly. Another promise made, another promise kept. You know, America is winning, as Trump would say. And, you know, for the Democrats, it just it is killing them because it gets in the way of what they're trying to do in terms of their resistance and disruption, because the people can see them for who they are. They are a party in chaos, and they're so bifurcated right now. It's like, you know, I feel for the Joe Manchins and the old Democratic Guard that finds themselves in a parade line with very few people. I mean, they've all gone left.
Well, it's unfortunate that whether they are, you know, conceding to some of these far left individuals, whether they're being hijacked, but the party is certainly in a completely different trajectory when they allow themselves to be led, you know, even as a candidate, by this socialist young lady coming out of New York, you know, when you have, again, a sitting U.S. senator campaigning with her, you know, both self-described socialists, you know, democratic socialists, who believe that the growth of government and the government running our lives is the solution to creating a better country, when President Trump has proved the exact opposite. You know, with the free market economies and the domestic policy that he's adopted, with the strong stance against these foreign nations, limiting government intervention in our lives, He's achieved all-time lows in Hispanic unemployment, African-American unemployment, you know, 65-year low in women unemployment, near 20-year lows in overall unemployment. We've got manufacturing jobs coming back. 350,000 manufacturing jobs are coming back. Remember, the last administration said that that was they needed a magic wand to make manufacturing jobs come back.
Hey, Chris, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break real fast. We'll be back with Chris Garcia. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going
home. Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Garcia continues with us, former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Chris, as you were going down the list of victories that we have experienced under President Trump, I mean, we're 500 plus days. I got to imagine everybody associated with the previous administration are in shock. They just cannot believe it. As you, Drew, mentioned, the former president himself said, oh, you know, what is Donald Trump going to do? Is he going to wave some magic wand like these jobs are going to suddenly appear? Well, what he underestimated and didn't realize was the built-in, you know, DNA of Americans. We are Americans, not Americans. We can be held back for a while, but the American people have proven once again that we, when it comes to productivity, we are the leaders of the world who, you know, are not afraid of hard work. I mean, we don't take a month or two off every year. You know, we're lucky to take a week off. So we're hardworking people, and we love the idea that we're free to do that. The thing is, you know, as you were talking, Chris, about, you know, this socialism, you know, this socialist agenda that's come upon this country, you know, how do you square it up with the Constitution? I mean, you've got a senator, you've got people here in this country that have pledged allegiance to the Constitution, that they were to defend it against enemies, domestic and foreign. How do they raise their hand and take this vow and then promote socialism when it by its, you know, its basic of tenets is totally contradictory with the U.S. Constitution?
Well, that's exactly it. And frankly, this is what happens when voters don't turn out and vote these people out. I mean, these are, frankly, some of these senators and congressmen and women that have sold out America, that have eroded the middle class because of the special favors that they cut out for their friends and striking these poor trade deals that sell out the American worker. We have to vote them out. And it's not going to be the Democrats that resurrect the manufacturing. It's not going to be the Democrats, unfortunately, not today's Democrats, that put America first, as President Trump has promised and has succeeded at doing. It's going to be Republicans. And so 2018 is going to be a major indication. And I would encourage your listeners, and I would encourage certainly sitting members of Congress and the Senate, that if you want to see sustained growth, you want to see the United States continue to prosper, you've got to jump behind, and you've got to get on the Trump train, and you've got to get behind the Trump agenda.
Chris, are you like me? Are you starting to see, I mean, forget about the blue wave. I am seeing a conservative wave, and that really accommodates all Americans, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's conservative values that are coming to bear and proving that these progressive liberal ideas are quite hollow, expensive, and debilitating. I mean, they almost killed this country.
They have. They really have it. Whether it's these terrible trade deals, whether it's these the Unaffordable Care Act that was passed, this concept that the government's going to control your health care. I mean, just look at what they've done with the VA and how they treat our veterans, the best of our country. It's really unfortunate that this is all the Democrats have to run on. But I'll tell you what, it's actually fortunate for President Trump, and it's fortunate for Republicans if they jump on the Trump train and they get behind his agenda, because that's going to lead to another victory in 2018. We're going to keep the House, we're going to keep the Senate, and we're going to have a president that's going to continue to talk tough, not just on national security and trade, but also make sure he stands up for the American worker and continues to, you know, get lower taxes, lower regulations, put America first. And frankly, as I said, that only happens if Republicans turn out in November to make sure that the president, and this is what's going to happen, if President Trump loses this midterm, if Republicans give up Congress, they give up the House, the Democrats will move to impeach. No matter how unfounded, no matter how baseless the accusations are, no matter how lacking in evidence they are, they will move to impeach the president.
And it's so ridiculous. I mean, you hear Adam Schiff. I'm tired of hearing his reckless statements, Nancy Pelosi, those on the left, you know, and this whole Russia thing. And, you know, the very things, I mean, what confounds me is they disconnect from reality. I mean, they look to the president that supposedly he did these things by having a meeting in Trump Tower where his son did. And then you go, okay, well, that's the law. Well, but what do you call what Hillary did? I mean, she paid for opposition research. She went to a foreign country to get this research. She's mired up to her earlobes in this deal. Not only her, but even President Obama, but yet they're going after Trump.
That's exactly it. It's an art of deception. I mean, this is what, frankly, the Clintons have built a legacy on. You know, cutting out those who are in their way. Unfortunately, we're seeing a major distraction, and the shiny object now is President Trump and the alleged collusion or, you know, alleged, you know, meetings that he had to seek opposition research, when in fact the facts point to the, you know, to the truth, which is that it was Hillary Clinton that was engaged with the Russians. It was Hillary Clinton who paid for this phony fake dossier that they, that the FBI then used to get the FISA court warrant, which was again, written out and submitted in poor faith, not in, in bad faith. It was such an oversight, and frankly, some might call it it was crooked. It was crooked action by the FBI.
No question. And it was all-consuming. I mean, not only that, I mean, you got spies involved in a campaign. You knew information that was that you were investigating. You give it a heads up to the candidate. You wiretapped his facility. Of course, these are things that Trump said, and they go, oh, you know, he's a knucklehead. There's no way that would happen. And, oh, because he didn't use the specific term, you know, the modern-day term, because they don't wiretap anymore. They do some other surveillance. So that gave them an out. I mean, it's like we get ourselves tied up in verbal knots trying to figure out. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, it's a what you did was illegal in you know, whether it was that you spied on a campaign, whether or not you surveilled that campaign, you used a FISA warrant under false pretenses. You gave wrong information to the judge to get it okay. I mean, this whole thing on its face, Chris, it was born out of an illegal route, and here we are spending millions of dollars investigating this deal, and as Marco Rubio said, that you knew if they had really any solid ground to stand on, Adam Schiff and others within the Beltway would have found a way to leak it out. So it's clear that the Mueller team has nothing.
There's no doubt about it. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, there had been so much rampant leaking in the beginning of this administration that if they had found anything that tied President Trump to the Russians, they would have leaked it. What they've tried to do is leak some of these meetings. They tried to leak some of these, you know, these lawful interactions that the president's team has had. Mm-hmm. You know, who doesn't speak with foreign nations and who doesn't, you know, try to plan foreign policy out? But I'll tell you what's going on right now is, it's a concerted effort to try to delegitimize President Trump because they lost the election in 2016.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. It's that simple. Real quick, we got about a minute and a half left. Iran sanctions, what do you see?
Sure. So, again, this is the president knew that this was a bad deal. The nuclear deal that was struck by the Obama administration was to try to not completely eliminate, not permanently eliminate Iran's nuclear threat, but to temporarily stall it. And on top of that, it really didn't even address the conventional warfare capabilities. So what did they do after the massive influx of capital in 2016? Iran went ahead and invested dollars in their conventional ballistic missiles capabilities. You know, they're hiding their nuclear capability development right now, but they're also increasing their activity in the region. They're funding terrorism. You know, you have these, you know, it was a terrible deal. So the president withdrew, and until the regime comes to the table, and President Trump has said he's willing to meet with the Ayatollah, until they come to the table, we're going to ratchet sanctions up, and we're going to put the financial pressure on them until they completely stop funding terrorism, they stop funding these regime militias, and they stop, frankly, threatening Israel with death.
Exactly. Well, Chris, we got to leave it right there. As always, we appreciate the insight. Chris Garcia, former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talk ending about any possible ceasefire in the Middle East anytime soon as another round of violence has erupted. Israel said to be on the verge of a major military operation in Gaza. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
We spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces in Tel Aviv.
The situation is one that we cannot tolerate, where the Hamas terrorist organization fired about 150 rockets and mortars towards Israeli civilians over the night.
The military is now ready to evacuate entire communities in southern Israel if the escalation by Hamas continues.
Senate Democrat Bill Nelson claims Russian operatives have penetrated election systems in several Florida counties. He says Russians could potentially eliminate registered voters, creating chaos on the upcoming primary day. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by Liberty Health Share. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, well, we've got some good news for you. Liberty Health Share, community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and the hospital. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins, okay? So for more information, give them a call right now. Tell them we told you to call. 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org for all the information that you need to know. Hey, with us right now is Nathan Perkins. Nathan is the founder of an incredible new addiction recovery mobile app. It's called Sober.ly, L-Y, Soberly, but in between the R and the L is a dot. Rather creative. It offers stigma-free. I know his father's very creative, so obviously he is a chip off the old block, as they say. It offers stigma-free anonymous peer support in an innovative augmented reality environment. Nathan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, no, it's awesome. Are you kidding me? What a great idea. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm a person in long-term recovery, as you might have guessed. You know, and I really wanted to give back to the community that was so welcoming to me when I needed help to, you know, get sober and deal with my recovery. So
right. It was kind of. Hey, Nathan, real quick, just comes to mind. We're all under recovery, under one thing or another, okay? So you don't have an exclusive on that, okay? I just want you to know. We all have different proclivities and addictions we deal with. It just runs in the human race, but particularly what you've been dealing with here is just real exciting. So anyway, I wanted to interrupt you for just a moment just to put in my two silly cents.
Oh, no
okay?
problem. Thank All you right. for that. You're absolutely right. This is a widespread issue, no question. And, you know, the opioid crisis is something I think everybody's heard of. And, you know, we lose 175 Americans a day just to the opioid crisis, not to mention
That's
alcoholism
incredible.
And, you know, other substance abuse disorders. They really wanted to do something for the community and sort of meet people where they were, you know, which is, you know, as I'm sure you know, is everybody's on their phone, right? Every day people are sitting there, no matter where you go, you see people with their heads down looking into their phones, and especially the younger generation. So we wanted to kind of try and find a solution that would help people, again, meet them where they are, you know, help deal with some issues of stigma, which is one of the biggest barriers to people getting help is being afraid to go to a meeting. I hear it all the time. You know, I'm scared to go to a meeting. I'm afraid my addiction or my condition isn't as bad, or I am afraid for whatever reason to go out and seek help, right? So creating an anonymous platform where people could use their phone to get support, we feel can help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Now, is what you're finding with this platform, because, I mean, certainly everything that helps, anything that you can do to help people dealing with addiction that want to do something about it, I mean, God only knows, you know, when you get to that point and you're at the end of yourself, all the different things that are considered, including suicide that's involved here, because you feel like either you're not worthy. The problem is too big. There's no way. And you just want to free everybody, your friends, your family, of dealing with you because you're such a mess. And so you get dejected. But certainly I think you do need to have that face-on-face, that kind of other human contact that brings you there. Do you see this as an intermediary or a replacement for the human contact?
No, I think it's just another tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
right.
the more tools we have at our disposal, the more, you know, again, meeting people where they are and finding a way to, you know, meet all different kinds of people at their stage of recovery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
there's 12-step meetings, there's treatment centers, there's all kinds of ways that people can get support for their recovery. We're just trying to create another tool, right, for that person that maybe doesn't feel comfortable going to a meeting, like myself. You know, I don't really feel very comfortable in a group setting sharing my story.
Right.
So a little bit selfishly, I created this for people like me, you know, that wanted that or maybe don't feel comfortable.
But that works because the fact of the matter is, Nathan, just straight up, you've got introverts and extroverts. Introverts don't like to, you know, they don't draw their energy from other people. Extroverts do. Extroverts, boy, you can't stop them. I mean, they come in and, man, they lay out all the buckets, you know. So it's easy for them and probably for introverts to go, how does this guy do this, you know? And it can be a bit overwhelming. So, no, as you say, this is a tool. It's a powerful tool. And the fact that you can be anonymous is also helpful in the process, because when you are dealing with this, like in anything in life, it is a process. I tell people you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think in recovery from anything, it's a process, no matter whether it be mental health or physical health. You know, it's about taking steps and, you know, building a platform, building a foundation for a new way of life that you can live and sustain, you know, for the long term. And that's, you know, really challenging to do on your own. I think that's the whole idea.
Well, the other thing, too, that you say about the app is that when you get to that point and you're comfortable, you can utilize the phone's camera if you're ready for that reality option, right?
Sure. Sure. I mean, the basic foundation of the app is a virtual or augmented reality environment where you can create an avatar to represent you. So it looks and feels like you're actually in a room with other people, even though you don't have to be as public. You can create the avatar to look like you or not. Username, don't use your name, whatever you're comfortable with, the app allows you to do that. But it looks and feels, you know, fun and engaging for people to not just sitting there in a chat window typing in words. You know, you see your avatar talking, communicating in a room.
And the idea, which I think is so brilliant, Nathan, is that you've brought it into right now into reality where, I say kids, but, you know, that's because I'm in my 60s. So anybody, you know, less than is a kid to me. But, you know, we have young people of all sorts. I mean, this has to be targeted. What's the demographic, the kids, you know, the young people that are involved with this?
It's very interesting. We assumed that the demographics would be a little bit younger, but we're really seeing people from all across the spectrum. You know, you'd be surprised, you know, that we see very young people. We see people, you know, your age, my age, I'm 40, and you know, you think, I think, you know, I'm old.
You know, hey, don't tell your dad and I that. We
right.
We look at you in envy, let me tell you.
So someday I'll be in the same boat. But, yeah, you know, we see people from all spectrums, all walks of life, all places in the world so far. You know, it's really interesting that, you know, we see people from other countries, right? For example, where maybe going to a meeting is a lot more difficult, you know, from a societal perspective, you know. So we're kind of lucky in America, as much as the environment is challenging, you know, we have a relatively open culture in that regard, but there's still, you know, tremendous barriers for people to go and seek help. And that's what we're just trying to bring along there.
Well, Nick, let me ask you this. You know, down the road, if it isn't already, I could see this where even, you know, the courts would approve this kind of, you know, participation, because as you say, some of these things, I mean, it's one thing if it's mandated by the court, you got to go and you got to force yourself into it. But then the next question is it effective? And it would seem that this model, you know, this app that you've invented here is one that really deals with effectiveness. And so, you know, if this can prove to be an effective model, is this something that the courts would support and say, look at, you know, if you participate in this app and maybe some meetings, the combination, you're going to satisfy your legal obligation?
Yeah, it's very interesting. We've done some exploration on that and are considering it, you know, as an avenue where maybe we make this available to the prison community, for example, which has really struggled because, you know, sobriety is kind of forced, obviously, in a prison environment.
Right.
Or, you know, a correctional environment, but there's very little resources and the recidivism rates are so high. So,
exactly.
You know, but they don't necessarily have as much access to meetings. So if we can get, you know, applications like that where people in environments where there's just not as much availability for support, you know, can go and get support, you know, in a real time against stigma free environment, we think that we can really create some change in the world.
I think this is awesome, using your phone in a practical and just a really beneficial sense like this for those that are dealing with recovery issues. Where can they go for more information here, Nathan?
Yeah, the website is www.sober.ly, or download in the App Store or Google Play Store today. It's all free to use.
There it is, Nathan Perkins. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, knowing God's purpose for your family and how to build your life around it is becoming more and more critical, and it seems to be an ever-growing challenge. Well, with us right now is Amy Reno, who was married to Rob back in 1994. They've been blessed with seven children. They believe their most important ministry is loving and leading their children to love and follow Jesus. And their book, which is an update, revised and expanded, because as something like this will ever grow as they continue to talk to more people and more people say, hey, look, what about this idea? We understand and appreciate that our ideas can be dynamic, and so we have to be ever mindful, especially when you're an author, of new opportunities. And here we're blessed because we get the revised and expanded version of Visionary Parenting, capturing a God-sized vision for your family. Amy, how are you?
Great. How are you today, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. Visionary Parenting, you know, what was it that kept you guys up to 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out, okay, what does God want me to communicate? What was it that was, you know, just consistently bombarding you that you said, you know, we have to do something about this?
Yeah. Well, really, it was a wake-up call in our life in 2004, where my husband had been a youth pastor for 10 years. We had four children at the time, and he was just spending so much of his heart and passion on discipling the kids of his youth group. And I was feeling discouraged as a wife, sort of in what I perceived it as kind of lack of spiritual leadership in our home. But to be honest, Bill, I'd gotten to the point where I thought, you know, my husband's a pretty good guy. I really don't see a lot of other people taking this, you know, charge to disciple our kids very seriously. And I almost got to the point I sort of gave up, like lower my expectations, just accept the status quo. And that is really when God worked mightily in my husband's life. And he had just an amazing summer of repentance, realizing that he had spent all of his time on his spiritual opportunities outside the home while neglecting, in many ways, the spiritual responsibilities he had inside the home. And as God worked that into my husband's life, and then he started changing the way we ran our own home, mm-hmm. And answering my prayers for many years, it sparked a whole new way in how he did ministry. And that's really what birthed Visionary Parenting back in 2004.
Yeah, Rob said that, he realized the misplaced focus on things rather than mm-hmm. time spent with our children is the curse of the 21st century. And I would agree. I mean, it's easy to get disfocused, and it's easy, Amy, like from your perspective, to say, well, I guess maybe, you know, the expectations that I had years ago have just gone by the wayside. This is the new normal. I mean, after all, I've got to understand things have changed. There's lots of pressures. You know, Rob, of course, his commitment to ministry. Also, he's got to protect and provide for his family. And so maybe there's just something you just need to be patient. And, you know, kind of quietly suffer along here. But
yes.
What Rob, thank God, and what other men are beginning to realize is that the tyranny of the urgent is taking away our focus on that which is most important.
Exactly. And I really think that is the deception of the enemy, not only in our culture abroad, but in a lot of Christian families. So it just accepts the status quo. Mm-hmm. In many ways, we realize that so many people perceive their home as just a launching pad for the more important things outside in the world. Mm-hmm. And in reality, it's the home where the hearts of our children are formed. That is the number one shaping ground for the majority of people, is what goes on in their homes. And mm-hmm. this is where God wants to intervene at a level to get the parents' attention, that your job in home, investing in the home as a place of incredible discipleship, is really where we need to return to for Christian families. And I would even say, you know, and then out of that, your home becomes a ministry center for the broader culture.
Exactly.
And the neighborhood. I mean, it's the home is where it all begins.
Well, God has repeatedly reminded us and teaches us that it's a foundational issue, is it not? I mean, you can't build tall buildings if your foundation is weak. So let's mm-hmm. get back to the basics and understand, you know, the answer to the question of what is the purpose of parenting to begin with?
Exactly. And the purpose of parenting is discipleship. And my husband likes to say that, there are many churches that run small groups, and they talk about the importance of doing life together and having a strong community and accountability. Well, God believes in small groups, too. It's called families, where you do life together, and you have authentic community, and you have accountability. And that was God's original vision. I mean, family is the bedrock of all cultures. I mean, not just ours, obviously. But that is where the enemy is attacking. It's in the homes to break down the Christian family.
And to break out all families. I mean, look at the
exactly,
pain that you
absolutely.
See across this country today, the level of fatherlessness, single mothers abounding. And when I say abounding, I just mean there's a plethora, too many single mothers out there, and it's an uphill battle. How do you do it? I mean, it's tough enough to do it when there's two of you in the household, managing, these minions. they come up with new creative ideas all the time on it.
That's what I want to encourage people about our book, Visionary Parenting, is that this is not a book that's going to make you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I think so many parenting books, you can walk away from them feeling like you are failing at this important mission. And that's not what this book is about. This book is really about helping to empower parents, helping them to realize that God has placed them in a role in their children's lives that really cannot be diminished. We don't want to, it's helping parents to realize, don't believe this lie from Satan that you are powerless, but in fact, God has anointed you with special power, to special influence, to encourage your children, not just while they're children, but a lifelong discipleship relationship. And we use that term about developing a heart-connected, lifelong discipleship relationship. Mm-hmm. that is what, and I think parents will find it very encouraging and very gentle. They don't walk away feeling beaten up, because the reality is, if there's any parent that's listening to this program or wanting to buy a parenting book, I can assure you they already are doing a good job. Does that make sense?
Well, exactly. I mean, they're mindful of the fact that they would even hear it. And even if they're nudged right at this moment, you know, by the Holy Spirit to say, look, you need to take notes and listen up here, you know, to what Amy is sharing with you, what her and Rob have experienced. You know, like I tell the kids all the time, is that experience defines preference. And what we've been able to see in our culture right now is that, look, we've all made our slew of mistakes, but it doesn't mean that we can't get a do-over. Last time I checked, we serve a rather forgiving God, don't we?
Absolutely. And I like to say, too, that perfectionism is really the enemy of authentic relationship. Mm-hmm. We want to build authentic relationships with our kids, not trying to produce perfect products. That's not what parenting is about. Just like our Heavenly Father woos us into relationship with Him, that's part of the drive of visionary parenting. Let's create homes where our kids feel that they can have an authentic relationship with us. Because where our kids' heart is connected, that is where you will have the most influence. And I think parents realize that when they have their children, those infants, it's just that the world is constantly trying to pull that influence away from the parents. And our charge is, no, you can keep that. God has given you spiritual authority to keep that and continue to have an influence in your kid's life. Yeah, and we don't want to say they're the only influence. That's not what we're saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about parent-child discipleship. We just want to help parents understand that God has created them to be the primary discipler of their children. Whether you're a single mom or a single dad, I mean, there is encouragement in this book for every parenting situation.
Well, when you think about the institution of the family and how it protects our kids, I don't know of a parent that is not concerned about protecting their children and growing them according to godly principles. And here it is, the Christian home has been established for that purpose, so that a child can feel safe and come in and have its questions and not feel like they're going to be invalidated or beat up, and made to feel like they're less than. But they come home to understanding parents. You know, maybe the father doesn't understand, but the mother does. Whatever the mother doesn't understand, the father does. And conversely, and the child feels validated. Feels like, okay, I'm normal. I'm not, you know, some sort of freak like, the schoolyard bullies will tell me. But, you know, we get to raise them up in godly principles and protect them along the way. And by that, it's not to say, as you're suggesting, Amy, that, they're not going to go outside the world and go skin up their knees and get a couple of boo-boos. You know, that's going to happen. That is life. But home needs to be that port in the storm, that place where they can come home and get re-energized and realize, okay, where am I missing here? All right, let's reconnect with, you know, what it's all about. But if we're not in it together to understand, as you're saying, as you and Rob are saying here in visionary parenting, we miss out on that benefit, don't we? Visionary Parenting, the revised expanded version of the book, is now available. Capture a God-sized vision for your family. Available at all the usual places, right, Amy?
Absolutely.
And where can they go for more information? Go ahead.
Yeah, our website is visionarysam.com. And visionarysam, short for family, .com.
Excellent. Yep. Amy Reno, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Amy, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks
Take
for having
care.
Me.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and